Jobs had an easier time with Rupert Murdoch, whose News Corp owned the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, newspapers around the world, Fox Studios, and the Fox News Channel. When Jobs met with Murdoch and his team, they also pressed the case that they should share ownership of the subscribers that came in through the App Store. But when Jobs refused, something interesting happened. Murdoch is not known as a pushover, but he knew that he did not have the leverage on this issue, so he accepted Jobs's terms. "We would prefer to own the subscribers, and we push for that," recalled Murdoch. "But Steve wouldn't do a deal on those terms, so I said, okay, let's get on with it." We didn't see any reason to mess around. He wasn't going to bend, and I wouldn't have bent if I were in his position, so I just said yes. Murdoch even launched a digital-only daily newspaper, The Daily, tailored specifically for the iPad. It would be sold in the App Store, on the terms dictated by Jobs, at 99 cents a week. Murdoch himself took a team to Cupertino to show the proposed design. Not surprisingly, Jobs hated it. "Would you allow our designers to help?" he asked. Murdoch accepted. "The Apple designers had a crack at it," Murdoch recalled, "and our folks went back and had another crack, and 10 days later we went back and showed them both, and he actually liked our team's version better. It stunned us."